Good morning. This is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Sunday, February 9th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Gallatin County Search and Rescue and MAP Brewing. Since yesterday morning, Highlight got 10 inches of new snow, the Bridger Range got 5 inches, near Big Sky and Cook City, 2 to 4 inches, and near West Yellowstone, 0. Yesterday, west to northwest wind was 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour. This morning, wind decreased to 5 to 15 miles per hour, and temperatures are single digits to low teens. Today, temperatures will reach mid-teens to low 20s Fahrenheit under mostly sunny skies. Wind will be north to northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour and increase to 15 to 25 miles per hour this afternoon. Expect snow overnight to drop 3 to 5 inches near Bozeman and Big Sky and 1 to 2 inches elsewhere by morning, with a couple inches tomorrow. During the last 3 days of high avalanche danger, there were 12 reported natural and human-triggered avalanches and 29 avalanches reported since the start of February. Recent avalanches broke up to 3 feet deep within snow from the last 4 days, and some broke over 8 feet deep on weak layers at the base of the snowpack. Either way, avalanches ran long distances and snapped trees. Yesterday, I went to the crown of a 4 to 8 foot deep avalanche on Saddle Peak that broke naturally at the start of the last storm. Another deep slab was seen near Buck Ridge that ran naturally during the storm. Today, similar avalanches can be triggered or break naturally and are likely on wind-loaded slopes. Yesterday, snowmobilers triggered deep storm snow avalanches near Buck Ridge and on road cuts near Portal Creek. On a road cut near a parking lot, a child triggered an avalanche which was small but potentially deadly. Avoid small, steep slopes that are often not considered hazardous. The recent snow is heavy and unstable, and small avalanches can pile up deep on a road cut or confined terrain feature. Since Wednesday morning, the Bridger Range, Highlight, and Big Sky got 2.5 to 3.5 inches of snow water equivalent. This was the biggest cumulative storm so far this season, and it pushed the snowpack to a breaking point. Wind has drifted this snow into fresh slabs that can be triggered and add weight to deep, weak layers. Today, avalanches are likely, especially on wind-loaded slopes, and avalanche danger is high on wind-loaded slopes and considerable on all other slopes in the Bridger Range, Northern Madison Range, Northern Gallatin Range. In the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and Cook City, the mounds have got 2 feet of snow, equal to 1.5 to 2 inches of snow water equivalent since Wednesday. A moderate west to northwest wind drifted this snow into fresh, thick slabs, which are easy to trigger and could break deeper avalanches on weak, sugary snow near the ground. On any given slope, there will be minimal or zero evidence whether a deep, sugary, weak layer is unstable or not. Avoid avalanche terrain while these weak layers adjust to the recent storm. Today, clear skies will increase the temptation of fresh powder. Stay safe and enjoy the snow on low-angle terrain and away from steep slopes above. Human-triggered avalanches are likely, and avalanche danger is considerable in the Southern Madison Range, Southern Gallatin Range, Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, and mountains near Cook City. If you get out, please send us your observations at mtavalanche@gmail.com, fill out a form on our website, or leave a voicemail at 406-587-6984. Thanks and ride safe today.